Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Pure Gold Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol PGM and on the OTC markets under the symbol LRTNF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Darren Lebrenz. Just to bring everybody up to speed, Pure Gold is focused at the Red Lake mine in Red Lake, Ontario. The company is ramping up its mining operations, and that's where we're going to start because we have received a lot of questions recently over the last about month or two asking about this ramp up and some of the challenges that the company has faced. Now, I think this just goes to show that it's never easy building a mine, especially an underground mine. And there are hurdles that companies, pretty much all of them, have to overcome. Darren, you guys seem to be dealing with these problems over the last few months. Can you take us through some of the challenges that you have experienced as you've ramped up this Red Lake mine?
Yeah, thanks so much. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you again. You know, the challenges that we face, fortunately, in the period of ramp up here, which has taken longer than certainly we had hoped for and or anticipated, are not unique to our mining operation. In many ways, they reflect the challenges in developing enough underground headings. So really opening up the mine quickly enough to present enough headings, enough stoping areas that you can bring up enough feed from underground to fill the mill. And you know, when we step back and look at some of the successes we've had over the construction period in 2020 and through into the operating period of this year, one of the shining stars, if you will, has been our mill. This in our feasibility study was designed as an 800 ton per day mill, and we pretty quickly recognized that the grinding circuit, if you will, and the gravity circuit both had capacity to do more than 800 tons per day. So minor modifications in the screens and a couple of the pumps, and we're able to process consistently day after day 1,000 tons per day. So, I mean, that's a 25% improvement in throughput from the feasibility study. It was done with very limited capital, and long term, that's gonna really pay off for us. The recoveries we've seen in the mill, and we have run more than 1,000 tons per day through that mill on multiple occasions. The recoveries have been better than 95%. We're seeing gravity recovery of 45 to 55%. So about 50% of the gold is reporting to the gravity circuit, which has, less cost down the path in terms of consumables. So the mill's operating absolutely beautifully. So if I step back to the mine where, we have had some challenges in developing headings, one of those, challenges directly relates to our ramp system. So you look at the mine plan in the feasibility study, we had a main ramp that we're driving down. We put in a second ramp, the east ramp, recognizing the need to develop tons early in the mine life. But that ramp took some time to start accessing the ore body itself and, in fact, produced its first stopes in July. So we were constrained pretty much in the upper parts of the main ramp, a lot of congestion in that area, fairly shallow in the early part of the mine life. And the outcome of that is that we had too few stopes online to generate high-grade tons. And so it was being supplemented with low-grade stockpiles that we had on surface, part of the commissioning period, the pre-production period, and we had capacity in the mill, which has been performing very well. So those tons were fed through and blended with the high-grade ore. I think the really good news here for our audience and something that keeps me, so that I'm sleeping well, is that the ore body itself is performing well. And so, you look at the first two stopes that we mined out of the east ramp, and they've averaged 9 grams per ton. So high-grade stopes, exactly as we expected. And more broadly speaking, the stopes that we've mined within the reserves have done very well. And they do reconcile well with the underlying reserves. And so it is meeting our expectations. And so I can step back and I can look at the feed that we've been putting through quarter over quarter, and I see improvements. In Q1 of this year, more than half of the tons we fed through were coming from those low-grade stockpiles, blending it down to an average grade closer to 4 grams per ton. Q2, a little bit better. Q3, improvements again. And we've got a real strong plan in place right now. We've got the right management in place to focus on delivering high-quality reserve tons and high-grade development feed, reducing or eliminating the reliance on low-grade stockpiles to fill the mill. And I feel really good about where we're at right now with respect to the ramp-up period. We have had challenges. We recognize them. We understand them well. We've got a plan in place and the right people in place to address those. And I think 2022 is going to be a really pivotal year for Pure Gold Mining.
Well, Darren, that's really good to hear and get the update on how things are ramping up, because we've had a lot of questions about the grade not matching what they thought it would be. And some were worried it was because of the deposit, but it sounds like most of that grade differential was because you were blending it with the low grade stockpiles at surface. There was some initial overbreak issues where there was some extra dilution in the grade because of that. Have those all been resolved? And when do you think it will be at the nameplate grade? There's been a lot of questions around that area.
Yeah, that's right. So when you look at kind of Q1, we highlighted some overbreak issues that we had within our long hole stopes. And the reality is those stopes were, they were stopes that lay effectively outside of our reserves. They were new discoveries. They probably had, insufficient geological information supporting them at that time. And there was some material overbreak that we had in those areas. You know, our experience operating over the last, 6 months has been that we can perform well with long hole stopes. We can do so with dilution and overbreak that's in line with our expectations and our studies, and we're achieving the grades that we expect to achieve. And so those initial teething pains, if you will, with respect to mining are largely behind us. And so now it really is focusing on, as I said, developing enough stopes and enough headings, and we are making great progress on that front. I think the other thing that, I'll highlight is part of our plan for moving forward here right now. We've significantly increased the amount of drilling that we're doing from underground. So if you look at Q1 of this year, we had one rig that was turning underground, and we've ramped that up to four drill rigs. And those rigs, they have several immediate impacts or short-term impacts. One, obviously, is that they're going to allow us to properly schedule and plan the mine with the right amount of information. Defining the stopes that we have identified in our mine plan with additional drilling will ensure that we're putting the right mining methodology, the right design, and minimizing, again, dilution, maximizing the grade out of those stopes. And then third, and I think this is really quite important, this mine has a history, and we've shown over the last 2 years that this continues, of delivering new discoveries within the footprint of the mine itself. And so, a lot of the drilling that we've conducted over the course of the year, and we've had some fantastic results that we put out this year, are targeting extensions to the reserves or the structure that hosts mineralization. We've been having great success in outlining high-grade gold mineralization. And the benefit of these discoveries that are close to your existing development are obviously they can be moved quite quickly in the mine plan and can have a real impact on production and cash flow. And so we are seeing the benefit of that drilling right now, and you'll likely see a fairly accelerated rate of drilling occurring at least through the first half of next year.
Absolutely. And we're definitely going to touch on some of those exploration results here just in a little while. But just before we wrap up on the operations, there's been a lot of questions about, I know that you can get the mill up to 1,000 tons per day and it's running well, but you've been averaging somewhere, and I think in the 600 to 700 tons per day range. When will it actually be ramped up all the way to 1,000 tons per day? And then what will that mean for cash flows and revenues moving into next year?
Yeah, so we anticipate being steady state to full capacity by mid-2022. As I indicated, we have, we've crossed that 1,000 ton per day threshold multiple occasions over the second half of this year, and we anticipate a steady ramp up from the 600 to 700 tons per day that we're targeting right now towards 1,000 tons per day as we move through into 2022. Our expectation is that we will be cash flow neutral, sometime around February of next year, and then moving cash flow positive beyond that into the middle of the year. So I think we can expect to see that, 1,000 tons per day at expected grade ranges from our study coming into play about mid-2022 and beyond. And I think one thing, it's important to highlight too, when you look at the overall plan for the mine, within the feasibility study, we had a 12-year mine life, and that's at 800 tons per day, and we had an average grade, 1 million ounces of reserves at 9 grams per ton. As I said, the reserve stopes that we've mined thus far are performing to our expectations, so quite pleased about that. But there is a real grade profile that this deposit has, and so the early part of the mine life, we're in the shallow part of the system, a part of the system that is lower grade, and that 6 to 7 gram per ton range is and was our expectation for year one. We do see that grade running upwards in year two and year three, so you can expect to see that grade climbing year over year. And certainly by the time we reach about 2.5 to 3 years out from now, we'll be in the 8th zone. As you recall, we've talked about this previously. The 8th zone is our high-grade zone. It has an indicated resource of 21 grams per ton. And And that will drive the strongest production years and the strongest cash flow and the lowest cash costs and all-in sustaining costs that we'll see during the mining operation.
Now, Darren, there was also some news that came out October 27th that I want you to address. That is a new mine general manager, Maryse Bellinger. She came in, as I said, end of October. Give us a little background on Maryse and maybe some of the changes that she has made or her impact on the move forward of the mine.
Yeah, Maryse, she's the director of the company, and, you know, we had a mine general manager for personal reasons retired in October timeframe, and Maryse put her hand up and said, you know what, I'll step in. And collectively as a board, we're thrilled to welcome her as a role in that role as mine general manager. Maryse has a fantastic operator's background. She most recently was president and chief operating officer of Atlantic Gold as they constructed, commissioned mill over in Nova Scotia and ultimately transacted with St. Barbara about 2 years ago. Prior to that, she's credited with a turnaround in a mining operation in Brazil, and she was vice president of technical services for Goldcorp, responsible for the Red Lake mine just down the road from us. So she's got the right background. She's no nonsense. She gets things done, and she's made an immediate impact on the site in terms of the operational management of the mine itself and some of the cost initiatives and really the strategy for moving the mine forward.
Well, Darren, it's very nice to hear that you have some of that caliber and pedigree there to kind of man the ship at the surface and keep the mine running operationally. And she's an expert in that area. So it's going to be nice to see the changes that she implements and just the work ethic that she instills. But let's get into some of that exploration as you were referencing, because you've had a lot of interesting results out this year. And honestly, Darren, I don't think a lot of people realize just how great some of these hits you have. Just a couple highlights I saw in your November 12th Q3 operations report were from the main and the east ramp areas, 55 grams per ton gold over 5 meters, 83 grams per ton gold over 2 meters, 50 grams per ton gold over 2 meters. I mean, very nice hits. And then you also have that new 8 zone at depth. So just from a big picture perspective, walk us through some of the exploration results from 2021 and some of where the company is heading next.
Sure. Thanks for highlighting that. I mean, some of those results are, you know, it's characteristic of a pattern, as I described earlier, of continued discovery within this very large mineral system that we have at the Pure Gold Mine. You know, the classic example of that is one highlight there that you referenced, 55 grams per ton over 5 meters. That is an extension to an existing reserve stope, so it lies outside of our published reserves, but as an extension, it's an immediate impact. And so it's an area that, you know, you'll see come online very quickly, and it really speaks to the value of the drilling that I've talked about previously. You know, the results themselves, and they're tremendous. I would encourage anyone to go and have a look at some of the results we've produced from drilling quarter over quarter. They really highlight the high-grade nature of the deposits, and again, they support the statement that the grade that we're delivering from our stopes and from our reserve stopes and from the high-grade development is matching our expectations. It's really about building up that broken inventory to ensure that those are the only tons that we're feeding through the mill, and our plan is really designed to address that. To speak to the 8 zone itself, 8 zone is, you know, it's super exciting, and it's a prize that I'm quite excited about continuing to explore and develop. The 8 zone sits a little bit deeper within the deposit. It's, you know, top of the 8 zone is just, you know, shy of 1,000 meters, and it bears a lot of parallels to the high-grade zone at the Red Lake Mine, which is located just to the north of us. And when I say it draws parallels or similarities to that, it's, you know, it's at the same depth. It's got the same or similar geological environment, and some of the early drill holes that were put into the 8 zone are characteristic of that style, very, very high-grade. It is completely open, so it's open up plunge, down plunge, and a long strike. Today, it's got about 300,000 ounces at 21 grams indicated within our mineral resource and does form part of the mine plan, which we're about, you know, somewhere in the order of 32 months away from accessing from underground. The exciting thing is we're deep enough now in our main ramp, about 500 meters below surface. We've got an exploration heading that we've put in there. We've designed the first phase of drilling for the 8th zone, and our intention is to start that work next year. With the mine moving cash flow positive, that should be conducted out of cash flow, and I would expect that drilling to occur in the first half of next year. And that drilling will be, I think, quite exciting and a real driver for valuation for the company, as it speaks to the, you know, the future. It speaks to the highest production years that we'll see in the mine. In our feasibility study, peak production came when we were mining the 8th zone. And it's important in that it has it presents an opportunity to continue to expand a very important high-grade element of our mine plan. And really, when you step back and you think about Pure Gold, you know, and you go back to the philosophy that we built the mine, the company, obviously the focus this year, for very good reasons, has been on the very near term, the ramp up and, you know, the grade that we put through the mill and cash flow and so forth. But the big picture remains very much intact. And, you know, our big picture here is that we put together a mine that's really, it's set up for expansion. And, you know, once we get the ramp up to the expected full capacity, we've got several discoveries that we've made on the project that are currently in our mineral resources that weren't part of the feasibility study. They're not part of the mine plan, but they certainly have potential to be incorporated into a future mine plan. I've talked about the 8 zone and its ability to really be transformational for the company. And then when you look at the mine deposit itself, where we're actively mining, we've got resources and reserves down to about 1,200 meters. But, you know, again, if we put a comparison in place, the Red Lake mine to the north of us is currently mining at 2,500 meters. Evolution has plans to bring it down to 3 kilometers. In our own deposit, we believe we have similar deep roots. In fact, we've intersected the deposit at 2.1 kilometers below surface. And so there's real opportunities. We get ourselves set up, full capacity, cash flow is positive. We're already deep enough to start targeting some of these down plunge extensions. And as we move forward into 2022, our goal, you know, is obviously focused on delivering the full potential of the mine, but then on delivering the full potential of the growth aspects of the mine. And so that's going to be quite exciting for our shareholders next year as well.
All right, Darren, I appreciate addressing those questions on the mine ramp-up challenges, also on all that exploration that you guys are doing. And that 8 zone does sound very encouraging. High grade, always great to see. We do need to address a lot of questions that we got regarding the financings that came through the company in September. The company closed a bought deal that was upsized for $23 million. And then you also closed a non-brokered financing in early October for just under $3.5 million. This caught some investors off guard. They thought that since the mine was up and running, you guys had declared commercial production, you weren't going to need to go back to market. What can you tell to all those shareholders, all those ones watching the stock that said, why did they go back? This didn't seem necessary.
Yeah, and obviously the use of capital and, you know, capital allocation for Pure Gold is something that we take very, very seriously. It's critical to the success of the company and to our shareholders. You know, when I look at that time period, we have been very aggressive in developing underground. You know, I talked about some of the challenges in the early part of the mine life in terms of having access into, you know, enough stoping areas and headings to deliver high grade quality tons. We've been really pushing our main ramp and driving the east ramp to open up the mine to give us the opportunity to bring the mine up to full capacity. Driving that main ramp aggressively also means that we're moving towards the 8 zone at a faster pace. In fact, we are ahead of schedule on that front with respect to the feasibility study. So we wanted to ensure we had enough funds to do so. We also wanted to ensure that we could ramp up the drilling that we were doing from underground. As I talked about, we were one rig previously. We're 4 rigs now. And while there are capital required to do so, it will pay off, and it is paying off in terms of the ability to make new discoveries, to add resources in close proximity to our existing development. And so those are all things that we're taking into consideration in that financing. AngloGold Ashanti coming in, they're our largest shareholder. They do hold 15% of the issued and outstanding shares of the company, and that investment is really a testament to the importance they place on the Pure Gold mine and the area itself, which has become quite topical this year.
Well, Darren, thank you for that update. And just as we head into 2022, what are the key, you know, news events or the key company milestones that you're looking to achieve next year, and really in specific in the first half of the year, what should investors keep their eyes on as you put out more news?
Well, I think, you know, obviously, as I said, the focus has been on the near term, and I think it will continue to be on the near term until we demonstrate that we've completed our ramp up and we're operating at full capacity and generating strong cash flow. So I think our investors should continue to watch for continued improvements in that area. As I said, we've got, you know, real strong operational management in place. We're making real strides on the organization of the mine itself. We've got some cost initiatives that are either complete or underway that are addressing the cost side of the equation. And obviously, our focus right now is on developing quality. And so while the throughput is the rate of ramp up on throughput is somewhat reduced from what we had initially communicated. We are looking to deliver quality, and you should see the grade climb with that plan. So I'd watch out for that. You know, we are updating our mineral resource, and we'll have an update to our life of mine plan, and there will be a revised technical report that will come out in next year and in the first half of next year. So look for that as well. That'll be an important milestone that will reset the framework for the mining operation itself, but also be used as the technical background and document to drive some of the engineering studies that we'll look on future expansion. And so it's going to be a real key, you know, kind of a key catalyst for the company and document for us to work upon in terms of showing that growth path. I would look for the resumption of exploration drilling. Talked about the 8-zone drilling that should come on, you know, as I said, once we reach cash flow positive, you should see that come on first half of next year. And in conjunction with that, I would look for additional exploration activity in the second half of next year as we continue to grow the mine itself. So lots of catalysts next year. It should be a really exciting time for our shareholders. And as I said earlier, it really is a pivotal year for Pure Gold. And I'm quite excited about some of the things that are coming forward in the next 12 months.
All right, Darren, we really appreciate this update. I hope that does answer and address a lot of those questions that came in. If we missed anything, or if any of you want a little bit more information on any aspect of Pure Gold, please email us, fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. We will get Darren back on the show. And Darren, it's going to be a big year for you guys next year, so make sure you keep us up to date on news so we can keep everybody else updated.
We will. Thank you so much.